prepares you were prepared at this moment to respond?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to have a chance to read the case, Your Honor, but the general standards are pretty clear. It was not meant as a disparagement. It was meant as a way to have a foreign language speaking individual understand that he had been asked questions that involved several different parts, asking for a simple yes or no, and attempting to go back and deconstruct that into the various parts and make sure that his testimony was understood by him. It was not meant as a personal attack. We referred to each other throughout the direct and cross-examination by who was asking the questions. Ms. Porter several times has referred to us as the prosecutor or Mr. Jansen or Mr. Parrish. It was not meant to indicate that she was doing anything wrong. It was simply to point out to the witness that he had been asked to assent to things that were not anything he had said before. I don't see that as prosecutorial misconduct, and certainly not grounds for a mistrial.
Your Honor, response?
Of course.
Thank you. Your Honor, Mr. Parrish and I have had the pleasure of working together for many years. I have no doubt every word he just said was true in that it wasn't meant as a personal attack. I consider him a friend. But the bottom line is what it was meant as and what it looked like to the jury are two very, very different things. And Mr. Parrish also bolstered his argument by saying that we've each referred to each other by our names. And that's absolutely correct, except I'm the only one that's drawn an objection for doing it. And he did so after that with that witness and objected that I used the term Mr. Parrish.
And it wasn't that, Judge. It was because the question had been asked when you testified to Mr. Parrish or for Mr. Parrish.
And so
the nature.
And so the bottom line here is what his intention was is not the argument. What it looked like and what it sounded like to eight members of this jury is what the argument is, and it was improper.
Thank you. Relative to that objection, as you may recall, you moved on so quickly that I didn't have an opportunity to rule on it. You
yes,
changed
sir.
Your line of questioning at that point. I was here during that cross-examination, of course, and recall it. And I found no inference to be able to be drawn from that. It was not even on my radar. And let me just call the attention quickly what you have near where you've cited on that paragraph 35, in the beginning of paragraph 36 of the case you brought, the people of the state of Michigan versus Watson. It says that the prosecutor may not suggest that defense counsel is intentionally attempting to mislead the jury, and citing then to Alessandro case. I didn't see that. I simply saw no evidence of that. Accordingly, I don't find the cross-examination to be anything other than cross-examination, and the motion for a mistrial is denied.
If the judge will just note our objection to the record, please.
Oh, certainly. It's well noted.
Thank you.
In addition to that well-noted objection, I'm going to ask the court to consider the possibility of a curative instruction, because I do think the language that the court just read is critical, that a prosecutor may not suggest defense counsel is intentionally attempting to mislead the jury. And the general tone of Mr. Parrish's redirect may have left them with that very impression. All I'm saying, Judge, is just...
I don't mind a curative instruction. His tone was the same tone as he's used to examine witnesses throughout this trial, and I saw no difference in that. Certainly, a curative instruction may... I'll certainly consider it if you draft one.
I will.
Okay.
I think we might already have that covered, Judge, and we'll skip to that instruction. We should probably look first, but
we may.
Okay.